Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. And what a fucking work week it was, man. Pretty bad for you, too.
It was a long, arduous week, yes.
First full-time week for me, not as as an IT man.
Okay.
And I braved that storm. I did okay. And I'm ready to do it again because I made money.
Yes. And that's the only reason why we do it.
Did you tell a lot of people to turn it off, turn it back on again?
Not as many as you think, honestly.
And he also cried once when he had to wake up at
6:30. Only once?
It was fair. That's totally justified.
Oh, absolutely.
It was more of a pained whimper. You will find that there were no tear stains on my pillow that morning.
It'd be okay if there was. I've been there and done that.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Kirsty, are you microphone number two?
I'm the microphone.
Wow, it's fucking, like, dead. All right.
Try unplugging it and plugging it back in.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing ever, but...
Hello?
Just do it.
Check,
go.
Check, Mike.
Hello?
No, what about the other end?
Try that.
Troubleshooting.
Really great inside look, ladies and gentlemen. Are you fucking serious?
Hello?
Is that the one element we didn't
replace? It's working. It's just you're.
Hey.
Oh, there we go.
There you are.
What did you do?
I don't
Nothing.
Know.
Just, I okay. just talked louder.
You touched a thing and it worked.
And we're back. Oh my god. That was that was the best opening ever. Yay. Let's just unceremoniously kill that.
Sorry.
Andrew, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what?
We already gave you a farewell. Are you here for another one? Just
you're
for the
milking it.
Yeah, we're done.
I was supposed to leave this morning, but there's some slight complications and kind of got fucked.
Yeah. Tell us what those are, man. Is it your truck again?
Perhaps.
Again? It was the first time.
Oh. You had your brake issue.
Yeah, but that didn't hinder anything.
All right, can we just be real? Your truck's a piece of shit, man.
Yeah, dude, it's breaking down. What happened? Why'd you buy it? Your Mini was so great.
I got too many speeding
tickets. Also, the thing is, okay, here, I will give you, like, the unadulterated version of this. When you had the Mini, I was pretty sure that your dick was huge. Now with your big truck, I'm like, dude, your wiener is tiny. So just so
I
you know.
I did ask him if he wants those little dangling little
things
to hang
like,
off the ball.
I don't know. You downgraded when you went to the big truck. Like,
but the upside of having the big truck, I don't speed. At all.
Yeah, because you put your foot to the floor and it immediately burns a $10 bill, but...
20, let's be real.
Well, yeah. Depends on how long till you let up.
So what broke this time?
So...
Since we know what it is.
Yeah.
We didn't foresee this one to happen, but there's something in the engine called a camshaft, and it's what operates the valves that allow fuel to go into and out of the pistons.
Okay.
And it kind of lost part of that.
It just
disappeared.
Did the gremlins take it?
No, it kind of got eaten up by the engine, and nobody.
And there was
that.
No signs of this at all before.
No, it was when we were leaving Stuffy's.
Yeah, it just all
it
of a sudden
started.
Went,
it just started.
You guys should never go to Stuffy's because Renee had car problems going up to.
No,
Stuffy's.
I don't think. No, Stuffy's didn't cause those problems.
Stuffy's.
That was just. I don't know. I don't know what caused that. I think just nature. I think my
Satan.
Innate ability to attract car problems.
The car was like, no, I don't want to go to Longview.
That's probably actually it.
But that thing I was describing to you
was
about
self-preservation on the car's part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to get shot today.
That thing I was telling you where it was like it was pegged at 3,500 RPM at like 62 miles an hour.
Right.
It's only done it again once.
Huh.
And the check engine light is on. So there's like definitely just a solenoid floating
Something's,
somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's doing okay. I have a kit at home, so I'm going to replace that soon.
Does it have an OBD port that you can plug in?
Yes. No, we confirmed it is definitely solenoid.
Yeah. Okay.
We found that.
It threw the code.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
And probably cheapish to replace, which, back to Andrew's.
Yeah.
So
mine was 50. Now, if yours is more expensive than mine.
His dad told me. Never mind, I won't get into it.
Thousands?
Oh, your dad said 7.
They quoted us at
8,000.
Yo, yes. That sounds like 100.
That's like
no, it's
8,000.
That's like 4 Watson belly surgeries.
Oh, wait, I gotta be okay. How much did you pay for your truck again? Ish under market value.
How much under fair market value?
Yeah, because didn't you pay? You got a supposedly got a good deal on it.
I got a hell of a deal on it.
But not anymore. Okay.
So now taking that into account, how much is total on the truck and how much of a deal was it?
All right. Is your truck technically totaled right now?
No.
Well, no, because it's totaled if it's over a certain percentage of the value of the vehicle that has to be replaced.
I thought. So when I bought the truck, I had it reassessed for the value and it was valued at $29,000.
Okay.
And I'm into it now with purchasing it and this repair, $25,000.
Okay. Okay. So I thought you paid like $24,000 for it to start with.
No, I paid $16,500 for it to start with.
Okay.
So I got a hell of a deal.
And that didn't raise any red flags?
They didn't know. They didn't know. Like, I just nobody could have known this would have happened.
They didn't have their mechanics to look it over. Was it not like worn down or anything beforehand?
There was just no way catastrophic you could tell. Failure. Yeah, it was just a catastrophic failure out of nowhere.
Okay.
The truck was running just fine.
Shut up.
Jared.
Stop. Don't touching things.
It was running just fine.
So it's just one of those shit happens kind of moments.
Yeah, it was. The mechanic tried telling me the roller lifted off and turned, and I was like, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't make any sense.
That can't happen in there. And so we, you know, started looking more into it, and it was just the roller itself actually got stuck and it ground down the lobe on the camshaft.
Okay.
You didn't go to Les Schwab, did you?
No.
No,
that sounds like some herky-jerky Les Schwab shit.
So this is my auto work.
Just because it sounds like, you know, Hibber gibberish or whatever, I don't know.
They're like the Illuminati, man. They're everywhere.
They have their secret codes.
Their tendrils have no limits.
Oh, my gosh.
They only go as far
east. It's all connected.
They only go as far east as Idaho. So I'm good.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, Les Schwab's technically just a Pacific Northwest thing.
Yeah.
Physically, they only go to Idaho.
But
they can astral project into the mind of any mechanic on the planet.
It actually goes all the way to the top.
Anyways, so the mechanic, we actually went to high school with him. The guy's name's Chris. Did the whole diesel program thing like Ozzy did.
Okay.
And I was talking to him, and he goes, 9 times out of 10, what fails on these trucks is the rocker breaks, because Ford never puts strong enough ones in.
So, and that, so sure enough. Yeah.
They're like, well, yeah, let's take a look at, you know, pull the valve covers, let's look at the rockers, no big deal, you know, if it's that. Parts and labor, $300. Cool. Well, they opened it up. Hey, it's not the rocker. Worst case scenario, it's going to be $6,000. All right, cool. And then when I went in there to pick up my tires, to take them down to get new tires on it, it was, well, now we're looking at an $8,000 bill.
With that much money, couldn't you buy the parts and just take the time to do it yourself? Or, but then you don't really have a whole lot of time.
I didn't have the time.
That's the thing. You don't have time to pull the engine, tear it apart.
When's your cutoff limit? When are you out of here? Like, this might be your last show.
Well,
when do you have to check in?
The 18th.
Okay.
And okay.
Saturday. Yeah, like, what time? Saturday. 8 a.m. or something like that?
Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime from Saturday to Sunday.
Okay.
But it's one of those, it's a 45-hour drive.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Even breaking that into 10-hour days, which is a long day in the car.
That's 4 days.
Yeah.
4.5 days.
Yeah.
So, kind of got screwed on that because, like, you know, they were like, oh, well, you know, hopefully just the lifter's stuck and, you know, we won't have to tear apart the engine. It'll just replace the lifters and you'll be at the door in no time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they pulled the lifters and they saw the damage to the lifter and they saw the damage to the cam. And they're like, so, yeah. And they were wanting to take my heads and send them to a machine shop to get them checked.
Okay.
For true. And I was like, you just throw an 18-inch straight edge on them and that's how you checked if they're true. That's all the machine shop's going to do. So why waste $500 to send them down there?
Yeah.
This place, don't get me wrong, they're helping me out in a pinch, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not marking up the parts as much as they would.
But they're not like AAA mechanics.
But I mean,
yeah, they're
nothing's
not,
free.
Not no. quite not good enough to get an endorsement from us.
No, I would not.
Takes
endorse
a fucking them. Lot would, for that.
I would do the exact opposite. I would tell anybody.
Shout
not
out
to
Nike
to
shoes for always having fly kicks for me
for fixing your car.
I would
they give you a jump.
I'd recommend anybody to go anywhere else but these guys. Don't get me wrong. The mechanic, he's a good mechanic, but the shop's only letting him work so many hours a day. And since we knew him from high school, it was like, he's like, hey, man, if they'd let me work longer hours, I'd get your truck done for you quicker.
Yeah.
So, and they won't let him work on the weekend.
That sucks. What place did you actually take it to?
My Auto Works.
Okay.
Right there at the by the elementary school.
Okay. Cha-ching.
Yeah. $92 an hour for labor. Yikes. The guy, my mechanic's only making $25 an hour.
I know, which is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, that's robbery.
Now, I think
that should be
anytime
illegal.
I've ever had mechanical work needed to get done, I've typically taken it to Chuck's. Mm-hmm. Over by Safeway.
But they don't do diesel.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think so. I wanted to take it to the place that worked on the truck once before when they bulletproofed the engine.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get me in for 2 weeks.
Ah, yeah, that's
I was
a problem.
Like, I kind of need to get somewhere.
But yeah, no, I've always had decent luck with Chuck's dealing with any problems.
Yeah, I'd take any of my other cars.
And like, I think their labor costs are half that. I think they're $45 an hour.
Yeah, I'd take anything there if they would work on it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I don't think they do diesel.
But yeah, so if
your truck is special,
if you do want to get mechanical work done and take it into shop, I would recommend going to Chuck's, and I go there for tires too, and they always give me good rates. So
yeah, and if you want to get diesel work done, take it to RPM out of Ridgefield. They do great work. Never had an issue with them. Just their wait times can kind of suck trying to get your truck in.
By the way, we have not been paid to endorse any of these companies.
We haven't.
I bet our German listener loves this.
Yeah.
I got this
shit.
Another shout out for Nike shoes.
I got something for you. We have all discussed Shia on this show before.
Yes.
One Mr. Shia LaBeouf, and I'm not really sure what our feelings are about him. I think
Hollywood's
I kind of know
Hannibal.
What they are.
I gotta be honest, I don't think
about
him.
Because
he's a cannibal, he's crazy, yet people still like him, and he's still entertaining to watch.
There's something not quite right with that guy.
There's a screw too loose.
The last time we discussed him, I believe he was doing his personal art project of watching his movies in reverse chronological order.
And videotaping it.
And we kind of enjoyed that little stunt that he did.
That was cool.
Because at the end he said he found happiness.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not. That wasn't enough.
Happiness
him.
Is a fleeting thing.
He has started a new project that's creepy as fuck.
Like a couple months ago.
Called He Will Not Divide Us.
Okay.
Do any of you guys know what this is?
No. Yes.
No. Okay. Obviously you do, Kirstie, but anyways.
Kirstie does. What it is, it started out as a live webcam in New York City, I believe. And it was just... the webcam in the wall with the words "He will not divide us" in front of the camera. This is all a Trump-related thing.
I figured.
Just as an overarching theme. And it's just him standing in front of the camera saying over and over, like a goddamn robot zombie, "He will not divide us. He will not..." And it's creepy as fuck.
Okay.
And all these people are... Of course, they immediately find out where the camera is. So they start trying to debate Shia. And he's not talking to him. He's just saying the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. And then other people are running up and holding memes up to the camera. And just yelling at it. Showing their boobs to it. All sorts of shit. And
that's right. So it's worth a watch.
It's worth a watch. But
for the boobs.
It's evolved. Because the New York live stream got shut down.
Okay.
I believe it was because Shia actually assaulted somebody that was annoying him. Yeah. I don't know to what degree, but he did have to get...
Him.
He punched him? Okay.
They got pulled off before he could get to their spleen.
He had to get hauled away. Then he moved this live stream to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
This venture of his art project was very short-lived. Less than a week,
yeah.
It was gone again.
The New Mexico... Albuquerque is not exactly a fun town.
He got fed up with it.
Yeah.
So, season 3 of Shia's art project culminated in the same phrase, "He will not divide us," printed on a flag, and the camera is just pointing up at this flag. No other landmarks, just a camera pointing at a flag, waving in the sky. That's the whole art project.
Okay.
So it's
now
devolved.
Here is where something interesting comes into play, and it's a little phenomenon that is coming to be known as weaponized autism.
Isn't that the internet?
In a sense, yes. What happened was the infamous hacker known as 4chan strapped on his fingerless gloves and got to work.
Did he partner up with that mysterious Anonymous to do this?
No, fuck Anonymous. That's not even
a
thing anymore.
People think that it's like an individual.
It's
some people.
Yeah.
Who thinks? Okay.
The same people who think 4chan is a system
CNN,
administrator.
Washington Post.
They do not think it's an individual.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you really want to doubt that?
Seriously?
Have you never seen the "Who is this 4chan" video?
Okay. Well, I don't 4chan. That's fine. But I mean, anonymous. They really think that's one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Weaponized autism.
So yeah. Dumb.
Who is this 4chan?
Alrighty, here we go.
Who is this 4chan? Oh, who is this 4chan? This 4chan. 4chan.
4chan.
Well, I didn't expect this.
He may have been just a system administrator.
And this is our
system administrator. This is CNN, by the way.
And they're technology analysts.
Run this password app.
Using
run
a fucking a Microsoft password app. Surface.
Okay, well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And dumb.
This is what we're dealing with here, people.
Anyway, the hacker known as 4chan,
yes,
the hacker,
got to work. In this live stream of this flag waving in the wind, he noticed airplanes moving behind this flag.
Okay. No shit.
Let me guess. He hacked the airplane,
and he also let me. This is gonna get good. He also noticed, I am definitely referring to 4chan as one person now because it's hilarious.
How do you know this is a he? Did you just assume 4chan's gender?
Because this system administrator with this fucking Surface Pro 3 said it, and he's on TV, so it's got to be true, man.
Fair enough. That's there true. He's an analyst. He's an expert. He knows what he's talking about, right?
Yeah. He must be a guy because he knows so much about the internet.
Either that or he's autistic.
So 4chan notices.
He's weaponized it.
4chan notices these planes going across the sky. And they also notice that at the same time, a picture is posted on Twitter of Shia LaBeouf in Tennessee. They figure out the times that the planes were flying over this camera, and they figure out which planes those were and chart those flight patterns, get a triangulation on the flag. Then they use satellite images to find the shadow of the flag. Then people start driving their cars around in Tennessee, honking their horns in different places
to see if they can
to focus in more.
That's actually really ingenious.
In less than 24 hours of that flag being put up in the dark of night, 4chan sneaks up on the flagpole, lowers the flag, steals it, and replaces it with a Make America Great Again hat. And that, my friends, is a big, big move in the meme wars that are happening now.
That actually explains a lot of this one that I've seen before.
I actually was surprised it wasn't just like a picture, like a white flag with a giant Pepe face on it. Wearing a mega hat.
They didn't have enough time. I'm just guessing this guy was just wearing a hat the whole time. Yeah, and he just sacrificed it. Just like, shit, I gotta put something else. There it goes.
Okay.
I gotta be honest, I would just put up a flag that had dick butt on it.
Two things. First of all, that is very ingenious of them to do it. First of all, how they did it, how they tracked down it. And then how is it that they can find that in 24 hours, yet it took the CIA, what, eight? No, it took them like 11 years to find Osama bin Laden.
It's simple. 4chan is the CIA.
They could do the CIA's job in a fraction of the time.
Yeah. And there are people fucking everywhere, man. All over the world. Global agents. Yeah. You can't buy that kind of power.
Mm-mm. Well, you could.
You could. We just don't have the resources in the treasury.
Without the bureaucracy, shit gets done so fast.
Yep. Once you get the money involved, you're going to bring stupid people in on it, and then the whole thing's going to get ruined for everybody.
Money does make the world move, though.
It's true. I don't like it, though.
Nothing makes them, money and ideology are the two biggest driving factors in the world.
Mm-hmm. I've been following this story very closely, and currently, the flagpole is still empty. They took the hat down. It's a empty flagpole.
So it's been figured out where the flag is.
Oh, yeah. They have coordinates and everything.
Okay.
and there was a guy looking at the flagpole with infrared cameras, and he noticed that people are guarding the flagpole now. So they had to abandon the plan of flying a bucket with a drone on top of the flagpole. That's what they were going to do, but it's going to get modified. That's the inside scoop, straight from the internet. Just wanted to give you that.
Wow.
Is everything on the internet so true?
Oh, I've seen it happen. They've also 4chan has also helped initiate airstrikes in Syria.
Get the fuck
using
out
the
of
same
here.
Techniques. That's true.
Yeah, it's wouldn't true. Doubt it.
They found there's videos of people training in Syria, and then they noticed those big fuck. What did they call those things that with that look like big old like four-legged spiders that hold up power lines. Power lines? Maybe we'll just call them power lines. They saw power lines. and they used their heights and just where the sun was, and they found the shadows of them.
Figure out the time of day from the length of the shadows and the estimated height of the thing. You can calculate out the height of the object and everything else. It's really simple. Same way sundials work.
Yeah.
That's simple physics, actually.
So don't ever post a picture of yourself on 4chan.
If you want to be hidden.
Or just not on the internet. Just don't do it.
Yeah,
get off the internet.
So wait, actually, this makes me think that 4chan or people in 4chan really could be working for the CIA and using CIA resources.
Oh, that's confirmed.
Yeah.
There's people on the
4chan
CIA.
4chan is in the CIA.
No. It's the other way
4chan
around.
4chan is in the CIA.
It's the other way around. People in CIA are posting on 4chan as a disinformation campaign.
Or using it as planting a seed for the rest of 4chan to do their work for them.
Could be.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there's...
You really didn't think of that?
Yeah, no, that's a...
That's the first thing I would do.
Yeah. I don't think the CIA is that smart.
Well, think the CIA's job...
I don't think
job,
they want that.
A spy's job, essentially, is to find out information and basically cultivate assets that feed you information that you piece together and move from there, present your findings.
It's the CIA. If anything
and they
that
come
we've
knocking
learned
at
in the past
now.
Week, that we should know that they're not competent enough to try and to successfully socially engineer anyone like that.
Well, that's what they want you to think.
They're going
to
come find you now.
Fucking okay, bring it. I'm already encrypting all my stuff.
You're going to get fired. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I don't know...
He's going to go live as a hermit in the woods.
They're going to force me to
Speaking
read a list.
Speaking of going to live originally. Somewhere, and by the way, like I was asking you guys earlier, if you guys are busy doing anything tomorrow.
Oh, what's going on?
The Love Shack will no longer be Therese and I's place of domicile.
Oh, shit!
Yes.
Where are you going?
Just a place in town, right by Horseshoe.
All right.
We're going from our tiny little 514 square foot. This is including the space that the hot water tank sits on.
Yep.
So that's like another 20 square feet that we can take out. we are going from that to a two-bed, two-bath. I think it's like 950 square feet. Has washer-dryer hookups. Has a dishwasher.
Damn.
Nice.
Has closets, which is a big deal.
Closets.
Yeah. Which I never thought that I would say those words. has a bathtub in one of the bathrooms in the master bath.
Oh, there's more than one bathroom?
Yeah, there's two baths. Like I said, two bed, two bath.
Is your mic not working now?
Hello.
No,
his ears aren't working.
And both baths are full baths.
That's your problem.
So one just has a stand-up shower. One has a full shower tub.
Nice.
Allows pets, including dogs, so we can get a dog if we want to. We have a
dog.
Get a corgi.
No. If anything, we're going to get like a beagle or a pug.
Is there weight restrictions or breed restrictions?
Get a puggle.
No. Nice.
Puggle.
So is it on the peninsula of the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
so what is this, a housewarming party?
No, tomorrow we were going to move.
Oh, you need help moving.
Yeah, we don't have a ton of shit to move because we don't have that much space to have shit. Uh-huh. So
next week in housewarming.
Possibly, or even Sunday.
You would be surprised.
Yeah, because I'll be busy all day Saturday, but Sunday I will send you a text, see if you have anything that you need done.
Yeah, we're going to try and get most of it done. We don't have that much big furniture to move. We have our nightstands, our bed, our two dressers, my safe, our entertainment center, couch, and chair. That's it.
One, maybe two loads.
Your truck is running now, right?
Well, you can borrow
your
dad's truck.
I can borrow his truck.
Oh, okay.
He's got the 8-foot bed, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, there should be plenty of space.
Yeah, my truck should be driving Monday.
Yeah.
Should
good.
Be. As long as they didn't fuck something up.
Ooh, and it's also got a yard so we can have like a fire pit and lawn chairs and a barbecue and that kind of stuff. And it's only $150 more for rent.
Fucking
wow.
Nice.
So, and the only other side of it is we have to pay an electrical bill, so we're figuring probably going to be like $250 more, but still.
Yeah, but if you don't ever turn the lights on, you're great.
Well, and here, considering for $250 more, we get double of everything that we have now. That's not bad.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I have a plan if you want to save money. Okay.
Solar
panels. Get the electrical bill, cut out your internet. We set up a parabolic antenna at my house and your house.
Okay.
WAN link. Fucking A. That'd be great.
We probably would have close to the line of sight, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to cut through a bunch of trees and brush and everything, but...
Nah, you could do it.
Yeah.
It's just gonna
I mean, basically, cutting out all that stuff, we probably would have close to line of sight.
Yeah. Those things, and parabolic antennas, if you have line of sight, you could go like 20 miles.
Yeah.
On a Wi-Fi signal.
Too bad you can't see 20 miles. on the flat
Not
road.
With that attitude, you can't.
On flat ocean, the Horizon's 13 miles out.
Well, we ain't on the ocean, motherfucker.
We on land. This is my terrain.
And that's also at sea level. You go up in elevation, then you can see further.
True. This is true.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
Actually, I wonder, what's the furthest the human eye could see without while still being on solid ground? If you're on Everest, what's the line of sight distance, I wonder?
I'll check.
That's actually a pretty good question.
I mean, technically, technically, since you're higher than everything else, all you'd see is you see more space than you would Earth.
Yeah.
455 kilometers.
Wow.
So 200 some odd miles.
Shit.
A little over, but yeah.
That's a pretty big curvature.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting up there and it's just foggy as fuck and you're like, wow, this is
Well,
great.
Those are clouds, but...
That's true. But then the valley's foggy, so you're just like, there's nothing.
Man,
I just want to get up there so I can take a piss off of it. That's all I want.
You get up to the top of Everest, you know what you gotta do? You gotta roll a snowball off of that thing. Just see where it goes.
And then just kill a Tibetan village. Good idea.
Poor kids.
No, no, no.
Freak avalanche.
You just
hit
roll
today.
It. You just roll it on the other side. See, all the villages are on one side. That's the trick. Roll it into China.
There we go.
Suck it, Mongol hordes.
Yeah.
Free Tibet.
Motherfucker.
That's how you're gonna do it with a bunch of
free
snowballs.
My nigga Tibet.
Yeah. That's what the inside of the snowball should be assigned. This is free Tibet, and then you just roll it.
Get one Tibet with purchase of Tibet of equal or lesser value.
You guys had Miss Coulson for science, right?
Yeah.
In high school. Okay. She actually went to the Beijing Olympics.
What?
And, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's great.
Not as a participant.
Awesome. No, just as a observer, obviously.
Shot putter. But
yeah, she
was saying basically.
She was a decathlete.
Yeah. But she was saying basically, like, before the marathon, they had actually, like, Chinese police, like, driving down the thing. Anybody that had anything, like, a free Tibet sign, grab them, arrest them, throw them back at the car.
Whoa!
And then they would, like, push people back with other countries' flags and pull people with Chinese flags forward. Because when the cameras went by, they just wanted China, 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 China.
Yep.
That sounds like China.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's all about me. What's the deal with Tibet?
China
There's
thinks
lots
it belongs
of things.
To them. It's like Taiwan. China thinks it belongs to them. They think they're their own independent country. But
China says fuck you.
It's kind of like Scarborough Reef too.
Yeah.
The Chinese think they own it. The Philippines think they own it, and in reality, nobody fucking owns it.
It's like Hawaii and Puerto Rico.
Except
we
that
own
we,
that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, we do own
we
that.
We actually do own those.
But we shouldn't.
That's beside the point.
No, it's
because
a
we're the greatest country on earth, and we
thing.
Said that it
Fuck
belongs
you guys.
To us.
Taste
it's
my
the same
freedom.
Goddamn thing. It's the same goddamn thing.
But
I'm about to sick my bald eagle on you.
Hey, Puerto Rico now, needs to be its own free
to
land.
Be fair,
USA,
to be
USA.
Fair, actually, Hawaii becoming a state was probably good for it.
No, they hated it.
Before that,
at the time.
It was used as a workaround for slave labor. You realize that, right?
Yes.
That...
But they still don't like the colonization.
No.
They don't have to like it. We're giving them money.
No, we're setting...
No,
we're not. We're
That's
setting
we're
them
saying.
One-way plane tickets of homeless people. That's what we're doing to them.
To be honest, I hardly saw any homeless people in Hawaii.
My parents saw a lot. They were just there.
I saw like three homeless people, and they looked exactly like every other person lives in Hawaii.
Yeah, when I was there, they didn't see them.
Well, that's why they send them there, because the temperature, like the weather is.
Well, no,
great
I mean just
for,
like they
yeah.
had like they were relatively clean. I mean they had everybody in Hawaii seemed like they have like 10-year-old clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah. I mean whether they're in the nice parts of town in Princeville, which is like the most uppity bullshit part of Hawaii that we went to. And then all the way down to, like, the lowest little areas that we drove through. Everybody kind of dressed the same, more or less.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
You go to Hawaii, true. You can't tell the difference between a homeless person and Jimmy Buffett. They're the exact same
they
person.
They are the
to be
exact
fair,
same
when Jimmy
person.
Buffett's on stage, he looks like a homeless person.
Do you know Chris Pratt used to be a homeless person in Hawaii?
Yeah, he lived in a van for, like,
Isn't that
5
crazy?
Years.
Fuck yeah.
He lived in, like, a VW passenger
van
or something like that?
Nice.
Down by the
That's
river.
That's super rad. I want to do
down
that.
By the river. In a van. Down by the river.
In a van.
Down by.
But,
good for him.
But, yeah.
Now he protects.
I'd love to do that. Are you kidding me?
Now he
that
protects our galaxy.
Okay,
and then you can go grow up to become Star-Lord.
Yeah.
That's not such
fair
a bad
point,
life.
Though, on the point of colonialism, which would, for example, Puerto Rico, which would do you think would be better for them to be subjugated by, the Spanish or the Americans?
Puerto Rico.
Spanish. Okay.
Because
then why
that's
did the Spain
where...
give it to us?
I don't know, dude.
Because, why do you sound so disappointed?
Because Spain,
I'm sorry. Because
that's how we got Puerto Rico as a territory. Spain gave it to us at the end of the war in 1899.
Thank you, Spain.
Yeah, I don't know why, though.
Spain's all like,
we wanted Cuba, too, but they said no.
Yeah,
Spain's all like, we don't want this shit.
No. Yeah.
It got its legacy slightly tainted. I mean, missiles and all that.
A lot of Puerto Ricans came from Spain originally because Christopher Columbus wiped them all, like the natives out. So,
well, yeah, but that was the he was financed by the Portuguese, so we should blame them if anything.
It's true. Fucking
goddamn Portuguese!
Oh my god, I found out that I'm actually Portuguese too. That's
okay.
I just hate every part of myself.
Even your genetics.
Yep.
Boy, that's a pretty. That cuts deep.
That's why we're not.
I don't know what else to say.
That's why we're not having any children.
You don't want any Portuguese babies.
Nope, that's not it.
Of all the things you cannot change, that is the one thing you most definitely can't fucking change.
Oh my god, that is not what I just genetics in general.
In 10 years,
I hate you so much.
Way, you would just cut Portugal off of the side of South America and just push it into the ocean.
Then hope
South America.
Portugal is not in South America. It is
the Portuguese speaking.
You don't
want to
appreciate that for the amazing Arrested Development reference that it was.
No, I want to call you out for being stupid.
That was funny. Fuck you.
South American Portugal is also known as Brazil.
Oh my god, that was.
I almost said Spain, but I was like, wait, Job would want me to do this.
That's every other country in South America. Except
Brazil's
for the Falklands, that's
one.
Britain.
It's true. Brazil is a weird place.
Rio?
I do not want to.
No, I don't want to go Rio because I want to keep all my internal organs.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Oh, they harvest
not getting
them there,
shot.
Do they?
Yes.
I think, what is it? Isn't it one of the highest kidnap rates in the world is in Rio?
Also, the whole country hates The Simpsons.
It's, Okay, Rio is known for four things.
Jesus.
Well, I guess five things. Yeah, the Jesus statue.
Not necessarily Jesus himself, but the homage to Jesus. It's pretty cool.
It's the statue is literally named Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah,
it's Jesus.
Okay, you show me the fucking Bible story where Jesus could squish an elephant. I would love that actually.
Yeah.
Let's change the whole Bible.
We'll just call it an act of God. Ain't God great? Anyways, let's move on.
Anyways, the other things they're known for, waxing.
Nobody's in the moon for blaspheming. All right.
Yeah. Kidnapping.
Uh huh.
Drugs.
Yeah.
And killer parties once a year. That's basically everything I think of when I think of Rio.
Killer parties?
Yeah. Not
Carnival.
Like,
oh, you mean like
Carnival.
Sick party, bro.
Yeah, like Carnival.
Carnival, which is also Mardi Gras.
Yeah, okay. I had like a vivid image of them like, hey, let's go party and kill each other.
Well, that's in
that sounds great, actually.
That's in the favelas, but
yeah,
the Portuguese word for slums.
What's it?
Favela.
Favela.
Is basically
slum
town.
They don't like you to call it a slum. I read a thing about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, which is funny because isn't that just the Portuguese word for slum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call it by its technically correct name, not by its
technically
bastardized
correct.
American cousin.
Like
is it beer two time?
Yep.
I think it's beer two time.
I think it's one. You can't open your beer. You probably shouldn't drink it.
No, Andrew gave me some stupid random other tool, so I'm going to prove him that I can do it anyways. I don't care. I don't care if I break this fucking bottle.
What tool are you using?
His wiener.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he got it!
Yes!
That was a perfect sound, too.
Minor beer spill on my shirt, but I don't care.
Now do it with the tweezers.
Okay.
That actually would probably be easier.
Use your hands.
Not with these tweezers. These things
if
suck.
My ring wasn't white gold, I would just do that.
You could do it.
I could do it.
Yeah.
It's
actually
too late.
I
opened it.
I did do that with that other one that Teresa got me, which is half a size too big, which is a tungsten carbide. Oh. So, yeah, that's actually pretty easy to do once you get that technique.
My favorite ring I've ever had is an actual bottle opener.
Well, yeah. But that's also made of an old beer can, essentially. So
it was made out of steel.
I thought it was aluminum.
No.
Oh.
My ring
old beer cans were made out of steel, so.
My ring is titanium. I'm pretty sure if I punched a window at the correct angle, it would shatter.
I think it'd be like the opening scene from The Nice Guys. Or that early scene of The Nice Guys.
Have
you seen that yet? I haven't seen the entire movie. I've seen like part little tiny clips of it.
Oh, okay.
But okay, spoiler-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in like one of the first scenes of the movie, so it's not really a big spoiler.
Okay.
Because obviously it's kind of like set in the 80s. It's kind of like a 70s, 80s. It's kind of like a noir kind of film, neo-noir. Shane Black, so I do really want to see it.
Oh yeah, he's my boy.
Anyways, so Ryan Gosling tries to do like the classic, you know, wrap your hand in a towel and punch the window open.
That's a lot harder than it looks.
Well, he punches the window and it slices the arteries in his arms. And like he punches it and you see the oh shit, what the fuck face on his face, and he pulls out and he's just like gushing blood out
That's
of his
when
arm.
You die.
And then immediately cuts over to him in an ambulance with them like suddenly wrapping up his arm and he's like squirting blood and
oh Jesus. See, if you want to succeed at bleeding yourself out, do it lengthways.
Oh well, because remember
crosswise.
He's going
be a winner
into the glass. So yeah, it is going upstream, not across the river.
What was it they said on Family
That's
Guy?
What
sideways
term,
for
yeah.
attention, longways for results.
That's it. There you go.
Speaking of bloody gruesomeness, do we want to do a 7 minutes of spoilers
That's
for Logan?
Alrighty, see ya.
What?
She's going to bed.
Oh.
It's only going to make it partway through anyway. What was your thing?
Do we want to do a 7 minutes of spoilers for Logan?
Oh,
since
fuck!
We,
I think
since
we should.
Saw that over last weekend.
Why 7 minutes?
I don't know, because it works.
Okay.
So, what is the word when it all kind of works together with the same syllables or the same letters?
Alliteration?
Line? Alliteration, yes. Yeah. I could not think of it.
That's one. All right, you want some music for this?
And we just pick a random time, so I figured 7.
Okay, yeah, so we will... All right, let me get a stopwatch here. Oh my god, I already have a stopwatch running. What kind of crazy fucking world is this? Okay, we're going to do
one.
7 minute spoiler segment, starting eventually, I mean now. Okay, Logan was fucking awesome.
Yes, not only probably the best, by far the best Fox comic book movie, but... arguably one of the better movies I've seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah, like,
it was
just like,
really good.
Not just like good because I love Wolverine, but just like a good fucking movie.
And it had, it's also because I love Westerns, quite honestly. I've never apologized for that because they're great.
It had
a lot of Western feels to it.
They even played a Western in the movie.
Well, yeah, Shane, which I still really need to see, but I don't want to pay $15 for a DVD.
Renee, download Shane.
Shane?
It's not on BB, I already looked.
Is it new?
No, it's 1956.
Oh, I'll get it for you.
So,
ain't no thing.
PTP. Anyways,
I need that for my road trip.
Yeah, but holy shit, that was great. And the okay,
the
skipping ahead,
awesome.
Ending almost had man tears going.
Oh yeah,
no doubt.
I didn't quite like the whole turning the cross to an X thing.
Well, you.
Oh, I love that.
I thought
was
it was
touch.
Fitting. Because
it was fitting, but at the same time, it's like, oh, come on, really? They've done that in a different movie already.
Not really.
Something similar.
Yeah. But anyways, but no, I just thought it was really well done and all that stuff. It does have a lot of... Do you guys ever hear or play the game The Last of Us?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of had similar vibes to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's... old grizzled man that doesn't care and is just fine with killing everybody with a beard. Just kind of wants to hermit himself away from the world. Some little girl comes along. They start a cross America road trip, and the process they bond with each other, and eventually, basically, he goes apeshit trying to rescue her from people who want to hurt her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was
fucking awesome.
About his beard,
yes.
But at the same time, it's like, all right, I can get it. He's out of the game. Yeah. But then when they shaved his beard for him.
Into, like, the classic Wolverine beard.
Yeah, it's like...
like the over-the-top button chops. That's great.
That brought him back. It was perfect.
A really good send-off.
Yes.
For him.
Fantastic.
I mean, we were all a little bummed out hearing that it was his last one, but it made sense because he'd been doing it since the year 2000.
I know. 17 years.
He was looking old, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was also partially makeup and prosthetics, but he is getting old.
He is.
And he's in his mid-40s, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's older than that.
Mid-40s, late-40s. And, by the way, also, Patrick Stewart just killed it.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I mean, he came across as a very
so
believable
dementia.
Xavier. Yeah, dementia. Xavier losing his mind.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman is 48 years old.
Okay, so he's almost 50. By the time they would start filming another Wolverine movie, he would be over 50 anyways.
Yeah. Well, in all fairness, Keanu Reeves is 50, so...
Yeah.
But he's also tearing shit up.
Yeah.
He's John Wick.
I still haven't seen the new one, so shut the fuck up.
I've seen it 4 times.
Do it now. No,
you got now, you got a few days layover, you might as well.
Take your dad to it. Anyways. But no. Any problems you guys had with the movie of any sort?
I'm trying to think, but like...
I only had 2 minor ones. Go ahead, though, guys. Obviously, I don't want to just hog this whole thing.
Go for it. I'm still trying to think.
The one thing I had is... it's like for the first half of it with Xavier, which obviously he dies, which is very important.
I didn't actually... Yeah, I didn't expect him to die. I was prepared for Wolverine to die.
I expected him to die, but not in the way he died.
Yeah, that was abrupt.
No, yeah. I expected him to die because I knew it was Stewart's last time playing Xavier, so I knew he was going to die eventually. I didn't expect Wolverine to die. I figured it was a 50-50 shot at the ending that he's either going to die or he's going to become basically like the new teacher for these new young X-Men of Canada.
That. The new, yeah. new X-Men.
The new breed, essentially.
Teacher.
But anyways, the two big problems I had with it was for the first half of the movie, he's like full dementia, like rambling, you know, not making any sense half the time. Half the time he's confused. And then for the second half of the movie, completely normal.
Not completely normal, I mean, but he was also taking his medication.
Which were to prevent his seizures.
Yeah.
They actually expressly said that those were only to prevent his seizures.
Yeah,
seizures.
I thought it was the meds that were making him all screwy in the first place.
No, it was basically that's
he was
what...
He basically taking just... Was it ibuprofen?
No. Caliban was giving Logan ibuprofen because he was in pain, he could tell. Yeah. Caliban was basically saying we needed these like 6 hours ago to the meds that Wolverine got from the doctor at the hospital. So basically, he had been off his meds for a couple hours, and when people are off their meds for even an hour, people get nutty. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Teresa's had some fun stories of people that have been off meds for like an hour or two.
Running around naked stories?
Not quite, but people just being really nutty when it comes up, even just before that it's time for them
Hitler's
to take their
meds. Hitler's in the room stories?
No, more like all of a sudden deciding, well, I'm going to start planking on this table at dinner time.
They probably don't even know what it is. It's just an urge that they have.
And this was like 45 minutes before he was supposed to get his meds. This guy was doing this. And then once they get on the road trip part, other than him freaking out having a seizure in the hotel, he was pretty much fine, had pretty much full control over his faculties.
It seemed like every time he had a seizure, it was whenever he was being threatened.
It was basically when he got overwhelmed.
Whenever he felt endangered or overwhelmed, it felt like he was... That's
yeah, when he
like
fell me. Back in his chair, when he got overwhelmed by the guys coming to kill him, all that kind of stuff.
Another big problem I had was like, it took so long for them, like, the first half of the movie just felt so long and drawn out.
See, I'm perfectly fine with that because it set up the groundwork for everything that came to happen. I'd rather it do that than just jump right into everything and have to explain it along the way, because then it feels forced.
It does, but
it felt kind of awkward for her to, like, not talk at all and then all of a sudden just start talking.
Yeah. But that's actually true of the comics.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, X-23 actually basically was essentially mute until she was interacting with other people that were good to her. Up until that point, she basically was a cutter and a mute, which they actually touched on with her the video where she's like cutting her arms and then healing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is actually part of her character too.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that. There was also... Oh, something I really liked. At the very end, Wolverine just straight blows that dude's head off.
Yeah.
Just pulls out a gun and just shoots him. And just like out of the blue, I'm
like... Halfway through the monologue, he's like, anyways, I'm bored with this shit.
Yeah, just...
Fucking awesome.
Boom! I was all like, you know what? Godspeed, Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still knows how to fuck people up. Ooh, the clone of Wolverine was awesome!
Oh, it
was
they did a really awesome good job with the CGI.
30 seconds remaining.
Yeah. That was actually one of the other things I wasn't a huge fan of. I wish they had just put a different face on it.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be Wolverine face.
Yeah.
No, they should have done. I would have loved like a really creepy blank face, like that really shitty version of Deadpool that they
had.
Yeah,
that actually
would
have been really
cool. Just eyes, no nose or anything.
Somebody,
that would have been creepy.
Somebody that can't talk.
What's that one, Gen X or whatever, where it was just like his mouth was sewn shut and everything?
Yeah, exactly
like
that.
He doesn't talk. He only exists to take orders and to kill.
But everything else is exactly like Wolverine, except just
and
no
shaved
face
head.
Shit.
Yeah.
That
would have been cool.
Great. And 7 minutes is up. That's it.
So go see it because it is amazing.
Yes.
Fantastic.
For everyone that decided to listen to the spoilers, go fuck yourself. You shouldn't have done it. Now go
see
the movie.
Don't you feel ashamed now?
No, because we warned them and they knew,
did,
so it's their own damn fault.
Still.
We provide ample warning for these people.
In case anyone was unaware, Kong Skull Island, good movie.
Okay, I was wondering about that because it had a good cast attached, but I wasn't sure if it was just because they needed paychecks.
I
genuinely liked it.
Yeah.
I was a bit on the fence on that because they couldn't seem to decide what size Kong should be.
Well, it's because he's going to be the next Godzilla is going to be King Kong versus Godzilla, and since Godzilla is fucking massive now, they need King Kong to be comparable size. He can't.
So they
be...
change his size arbitrarily in the marketing material.
Well, actually, I think this is supposed to be like a younger Kong because they even say in the movie he's still growing.
Huh. Because basically,
he's fucking huge.
Because
they fix it with one line. That's smart.
Yeah.
In like the Peter Jackson King Kong, that size King Kong they were figuring was like roughly like a quarter of the size of current Godzilla.
Yeah.
And so if we're gonna have King Kong versus Godzilla, that's not really gonna work unless Godzilla is like. But people are like, well, Godzilla is also much more nimble than Godzilla, who's just really strong and slow.
Yeah. So I think a quarter size King
that could
Kong
be interesting
could still
then
fuck up a
King
Godzilla.
Kong could be jumping all around and just knocking the shit out of Godzilla.
True. Yeah,
just grab a plane here, a bus there.
Although if Godzilla has like laser back from that other from that other Japanese one, then he's screwed.
We got to get a copy.
I
want to
see that CGI budget.
That's like half the budget. All the budget.
Actors don't even need him.
No.
We can CGI Mark Wahlberg's face on anything. Look, he's the gorilla now. Now he's not.
Well, if he's stupid
and
to
only
do Transformers
$30.
Movies, if he's stupid to do Transformers movies, he needs paychecks where we can get him.
He was probably hurting for that.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to see that new one so bad, though.
What, the new Transformers?
Yeah, just for the Unicron thing. Like, they haven't explicitly said it's Unicron, but that looks exactly like what Unicron should look like.
Okay, and what are the bets right now that whether or not this is actually going to be the last time Michael Bay does a Transformers movie?
Oh.
Because he said that for when the third one came out, he was basically saying, okay, I'm done. Then he did the fourth one, and then he said, okay, I'm done after this one.
Well, I'll be honest. I've been good. I haven't seen anything past the third one.
No, I haven't either. I never watched the fourth one because I wasn't going to dedicate almost 3 hours to Michael Bay.
You didn't miss much.
I never watched the moon one. I never watched the one with Mark Wahlberg.
So you didn't watch the one with the Dinobots. That's the fourth one.
With Marky Mark.
Okay, actually, I'm not going to lie. Those Dinobots were fucking rad, dude.
But the third one was the one at the very end that didn't have Megan Fox. Megan Fox in any of the third one. At the very end, basically, they just killed half the Transformers.
Yeah. The third one was so long. I just kept waiting for the explosions
I forgot about this.
To end.
To be fair, it probably was my favorite of the first of the Shia ones.
He was in the third? Oh, yeah.
Shia was in the first.
I forgot about those Dinobots. That shit was so... Dude, that shit was off the chain. Now that I remember it.
Well, as far as...
I remember watching it, just like... Oh!
Okay, full disclosure, I never watched Transformers as a kid.
Me either.
Oh, neither did I.
Talk about the cartoon?
Yeah.
I did once or twice.
Well,
but
actually, it was kind of before our generation, really. It was late 80s. Mm-hmm.
It was.
When it came on.
Like, I would watch reruns every now and whenever they were on the Saturday morning cartoons, but other than that...
I also never watched Power Rangers either.
Dude,
so.
I watched, like, a couple episodes of Power Rangers. Like, I never actually got into it, but you know your boy's still going to go watch Power Rangers when it comes out. It looks like trash, but I have to watch it.
It does look pretty bad, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It looks like generic high school movie bullshit, and then they get superpower suits.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Like, you are destined to save the world. Oh, no. Better save the world. Oh, no.
But
we're about to lose.
High school drama first.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
looks like one of those.
There's a really great video out there. It's maybe like 20 minutes long, and they actually got the guy who played the Green Ranger, I believe, to be in it, and he imprisons the Pink Ranger because he's working for the evil lady. I don't remember her name. It's a good video. Look it up.
Okay.
But as far as the Michael Bay Transformers thing, it's a coin toss. I don't know if he's going to make more because on the one hand, like, I get it. He may be tired of it. Also, what do you do after a planet-sized Transformer? How do you follow that?
I don't know.
Galaxy Transformer?
The Earth is a Transformer.
I was going to say that, actually. I was actually going to say we find out that the Earth is actually a Transformer, so you have one planet Transformer versus another one.
Oh, God.
With other Transformers fighting on the planet Transformer.
Wait.
Here comes Jupiter.
Is the whole planet a Transformer, or do all of the continents form a Transformer, and then the Earth is just a big ball of watery bullshit?
Yes.
Sure, man. I have no fucking idea.
I forget which
each
one
of the plates on the Earth
in.
Is a different Transformer.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
With our powers combined, we form Pangea. It's back to the old school form. That'd
Your
be
name is super gay.
They'll think of a new one.
Like with what they had in the fucking... In Egypt, where the pyramid was a transformer, that could play into it actually.
Yeah,
dude, that was
that
was really bad.
That was.
I loved it so much. I was like,
which one was that in?
The second one.
The second one.
The one where the pyramid was hiding a giant energy collector that would turn the sun into a giant energy source, basically equivalent to the cube. Or some shit like that, I think.
Wow, I don't remember this.
I don't either.
At all.
I'm just.
It was really bad, but so cool to watch.
Yeah.
I care so little.
But on the flip side, though, I actually think he might actually stop because Bad Boys 3.
Oh, that's right. He's got to finish that.
And actually, the funny thing is, Bad Boys 4 already has a release date, even though Bad Boys 3 has never been officially confirmed.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Shit you not. Sony had a leaked document that actually had a release date planned. I think it's Sony. Somebody had a release date planned for Bad Boys 4, even though Bad Boys 3 hadn't even started filming yet. Dude, because Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are both green-lighted to do at least one to two more.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're like, shit, yeah, we had fun. Let's do this.
Okay, I'm seeing some weird stuff here. Okay. There is no mention of Bad Boys 3 on Michael Bay's IMDb.
Because I don't think they've ever actually officially announced it
yet. But Bad Boys 4 is on here.
That's what I mean. Bad Boys 4 has technically been...
Maybe it's a typo where they meant to put Bad Boys 3.
Or they're pulling a Spaceballs where it's Spaceballs 3, the search for Spaceballs 2.
When's that one coming out?
It better come out before
Mel
Brooks
dies. I think the
script
is going to get released when Mel Brooks dies, and they're going to make it in his honor.
But it... I don't know how I feel about that.
If he has the right people in mind, on the front cover, he's got like A, B, and C options in case other options die to direct it.
Now I need to go home and watch Blazing Saddles because it just got re-added to Netflix.
Saddles. Oh, I also have some bad news.
We got to go back and get a shit ton of dimes.
Transformers 6 and 7 are both scheduled.
Motherfucker.
I told you it wasn't going to happen.
I knew it wouldn't. No movie that makes over $1 billion doesn't get a sequel anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Fast and Furious movies.
They get progressively worse, and I love them so much. Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I'll fight you on that one because I still liked 5 and 6. 7 was meh.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I love them to death, but they are... in no way even like remotely realistic.
They're nowhere what they were. Yeah, they're
what
I look
they
at
were,
the Fast and
cool.
I look at the Fast and Furious movies as better versions of Michael Bay movies.
Yeah.
They are what Michael Bay was in the 90s, like with Bad Boys and The Rock and shit like that.
Yeah, because they actually have
a million
they have some they semblance have, of a plot.
They have people in them too. Yeah. They got a little bit of a soul involved.
The people aren't
movies.
Just an excuse for CGI. I mean, they are to a point, but the people do actually are the center of it, not the CGI robots.
Oh shit, wait. I took another glance at Michael Bay's page. All right, so here's what's happening. We've got the one that's happening right now, Transformers Last Night. Then he's executive producer on that, not directing.
Really?
Okay.
Because I knew he was saying that after the last night he was done directing. He said after the last one that he was done directing.
Oh, no, it says... Okay, maybe he's director and executive producer.
Maybe
he just wants his name on it, all the bits.
Maybe he's going to pull a Ridley Scott with Blade Runner with the next ones where he's going to be executive producer but not director. Because with the new Blade Runner, which comes out in October, which I'm psyched for, is Denis Villeneuve, which did Sicario, Prisoners, and Arrival.
Ooh, Sicario was good.
Sicario was fantastic. Have you guys seen Arrival?
No.
Holy shit.
Oh, is
I
that...
just watched it like 2 days ago.
Good?
Uh-huh.
I gotta watch that.
It's like science fiction, aliens, and other stuff I can't get into because it spoils everything.
I'm just gonna Wikipedia.
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
I'll Wikipedia when I get home.
Okay,
anyway,
I'll tell you off the air with the last part.
Watch
but
it.
Yeah,
don't Wikipedia.
Because
do yourself a favor.
When it gets revealed,
I'll get you the movie.
Because I kind of pieced it together a little bit, but then when it's kind of revealed to Therese, she was like, "Holy shit!"
All right. The other things. All right. So Transformers 6, he's just listed as a producer.
Okay, so he is actually following up with what he said. I'm not directing anymore.
Yeah.
Technically, he's not.
But he really is behind the scenes.
Well, yeah, he's telling him, hey, actually, I think that was good, but you need to do this instead.
Yeah.
My money's going for this, so you're going to do this now.
Yeah, I'm the money, so I'm telling you to do it now.
Let's see. Yeah, nobody's confirmed for director on 6. So maybe he will be, maybe he won't.
Yeah.
But directly after Transformers 6 here is a Bumblebee movie. Bumblebee is going to get his own movie?
So they're trying to pull a Star Wars thing where they have a spin-offs in the off years.
I guess, and...
Is fucking Disney involved
with
this now?
Because I thought it looks like, from what I've seen in the trailers and seeing other movies with the last night, it looks like Bumblebee gets fucking shot in the face by Optimus Prime.
Yeah, but it's Bumblebee. He can never die.
I know.
And the director of the Bumblebee movie is a guy named Travis Knight.
Never heard of him.
Most notably known for
the B movie, no.
Coraline.
Oh.
Cara Norman.
Fucked up movie.
The Box Trolls.
Coraline
so,
fucked me up.
A bunch of claymation movies, and he's gonna get a Michael Bay movie now.
Coraline.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Oh. Never mind. I'm thinking of a different one.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck is what does an executive producer do? What does the producer do?
He's the money. So basically, he is financing a good chunk of it, and therefore, basically, he has the rights to say, no, I don't like that, do it different.
So basically a director with money.
A director, but does less work.
He's basically a supervisor.
Oh.
Essentially. He's the...
The director's his bitch.
He's the shit... He's basically the manager if we're taking like a store, for example. Yeah. You know, the director is like, you know, me at Safeway, where, you know, he's the one who's running all the people that are below him. But then the producers would be like the store manager. What?
I just really love this idea that you can only think of hierarchical structures in terms of stores.
It's the easiest example I can think of that everybody will relate to. Because everybody has been to a grocery store. Everybody has dealt with managers.
I know, but it's funny because it's your life.
So the director would be like
your CE, or the producer's like your CE, or your CO.
Yeah, so like a lieutenant or a captain.
Directors are kind of like, you know, your department heads, your O3s. Then, you know, you get down a little bit lower. Your assistant director's going to be like your E79.
Your DOPs, you know, director of photographies.
Like okay, here's a better one. Okay, so the executive producer is like Hitler, and the director is like Himmler or Goebbels or any other of his cronies.
You can name the Axis chain of command, but I was going to go with like, you know, Eisenhower, MacArthur, Montgomery, you know, the people who kicked all those guys' asses.
Oh, wait.
I just wanted to make...
You know, all right, look, we don't have to go into this. I get the concept.
I just wanted to invoke Hitler because it's Michael Bay.
Keep going.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I get the concept here.
Speaking of Hitler, have any of you guys watched Downfall since we're on a movie kick?
No.
That is like one of the most draining movies to watch. It's a very good movie, but it just makes you feel just... Sad and drained efforts. No, not sad for Hitler. But it does make me question, okay, and this is actually transitioning from movies to reality.
Okay.
Honestly, in my opinion, why am I drawing a blank on his name? The guy who basically drew up the plans for the Final Solution, the guy who always wore the beige suits.
Not Goebbels?
No. No, it would have been Goebbels, I believe.
He was the propagandist.
Yeah. I think he was more evil than Hitler.
In terms of what he wanted to do?
As far as just being a fucking evil psycho.
In the movie shows him as that, you'd say?
He was, yeah.
Okay.
Well, for example, I mean, this is history, so spoiler alert, it's been 74 years or whatever.
Get with it.
Get with history. Come on.
Basically, because Goebbels was with Hitler in the bunker when he and Eva Braun decided to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that he would be the Führer. You know, afterwards, because he was basically Hitler's second in command, because Himmler basically was already starting to negotiate peace with the Russians. So basically, it was like, oh, you're a traitor. I cut you out as second. And anybody else associated with you is cut out. So only the people in this bunker I trust. Anyways, so Goebbels and his wife, it was Goebbels. In his one day as the Führer, basically, he and his wife basically, because they knew by this point that the war was done, they were going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed that it was better to die than to live in a world without fascism. So they drug their children to knock them out and then take cyanide capsules and crush cyanide capsules in their kids' mouths. Literally, basically kill their children because they don't want their children to grow up in a world without fascism.
Yeah, because that would have been, you know, terrible.
And they show every second of it in Downfall.
Damn.
Fuck, bro.
That is a hard fucking scene to watch.
Woo.
Like, basically, mom going from kid to kid, putting cyanide capsule in her mouth, crushing it, and then all of a sudden the kid just, like, you know, you see, like, the muscles contorting in the kids because they're drugged, basically.
And who said that child actors were shit?
Yeah. All you need to do is give them some cyanide.
Excellent. Notice at the end of the movie, there was no disclaimer saying that things weren't harmed.
Well, it's in German, so I don't know. But the thing is, and then it doesn't show them killing themselves.
Oh, they just go off screen?
And then it basically shows them, basically, Goebbels pulls out his gun, points at his wife, and then it pans over to, like, or basically pans over, and then all of a sudden here, bang.
Wow,
bang.
That's fucking cheap.
Yeah. You'll show six children being murdered on screen, but you won't show one of the most evil men in history killing his wife and himself.
What is wrong with you German people?
I don't know.
Sorry!
Except for Goebbels luckily did kill himself, so...
We're very lucky that happened. Yeah.
Well, so we claim. I mean, there's some people that think he fled Argentina in just after the war.
Have you ever heard of the Goebbels Antarctica theory?
Hitler. Yes.
You guys ever heard of the Antarctica theory?
No.
Okay, oh, idea. The idea is that there is a secret Nazi base inside
possibly multiple.
Antarctica.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe multiple. It's only accessible by submarine. You have to go underneath an ice shelf in Antarctica.
You happen to know somebody who's going into subs.
Help us out, man.
I'm saying is that sounds like a James Bond setup. I'm calling bullshit on it.
If I find out about it and it's not highly classified and I'm able to speak about it, I would tell you.
Let's see.
Even if it was classified, you would tell us off air.
Oh, the proposed...
I cannot confirm or deny that.
The proposed territory on Antarctica is called New Swabia.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Cartographic name given to an area of Antarctica... explored by it was explored.
Yeah, the Germans actually, I'll be frank, their Kriegsmarine did a ton of exploration all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Nothing of note in here, really. Nothing that mentions the conspiracy of an underground Nazi ice fortress. But hey.
You never know.
That's pretty cool. You know what? It sounds pretty similar to the plot of G.I. Joe.
Never
saw if they want to kill their enemies, they just blow up Antarctica, and then the ice will fall on the ships that are trying to invade the base.
You see how the oceans rise, and then everybody dies.
You see how stupid that sounds? Yes. Ice falling? Fucking G.I. Joe. I went into that movie so excited.
So basically,
I don't know
why. So basically saying Antarctica sinks into the ocean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, physics need not apply.
You're like...
I don't think they went full Antarctica in G.I. Joe, but it was a lot of ice.
Either way, say it's just an iceberg that's hidden, the hidden fortress. Same concept.
And you know what? Cobra is like 1/20th the size of the Third Reich. They could hide in a storage container if they wanted to. You don't gotta go all the way to fucking Antarctica, you guys.
Hey, they got funding. They can do whatever they want.
Okay.
Do they have funding? Where does Destro get all that money?
I don't know. I think people just like, maybe he has a Kickstarter or something.
I was going to say he's like every other, seems like organization we have to fight in the last 25 years is the CIA gave him all the money.
That seems plausible.
He has a GoFundMe.
That's true. And where the CIA got that money, I could get into, but unfortunately we're out of time.
Four of the people are sitting in this room.
Oh, taxpayers.
Yeah.
There you go. See, you're on the right track.
So we're funding terrorism.
Yay! Domestic and foreign. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, we want you to do a TGF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgfradio.com. Closing statements around the table. Andrew, this might be your last show.
So, lead.
So, thanks for letting me on one last time for a second last time, I guess.
Wouldn't pass it up. The end.
Not being paid, but go to RPM if you need diesel work.
Okay. Jared?
Get those fucking Nikes, dude.
That's another $10 in your pocket. Is that true?
Andrew, if you find secret Antarctic base, you need to tell us, like, immediately.
If I can.
Tell it to us in a cipher. We'll figure it out.
Andrew, yes. You ever been waterboarded?
Yes.
Have you ever wanted to?
It sucks.
I've been waterboarded.
Okay.
For fun? Or was it part of your training?
For fun.
Yeah, dude, that shit sucks ass.
Yeah. That's a story for another time. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.